So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so, so much for everyone's on this call, Lord. I pray for everybody that maybe is going to log into after. Who knows, Lord? I pray for just everybody in this community. Strengthen them, Lord. And everyone that's struggling, you know, they might think they don't have time or they can't. They're scared to face different challenges. But, Lord, I pray that you strengthen them and you bless them and you just mend their heart. And Lord, as I try and, you know, spread your, tell your word and just read from the Bible, Lord, I pray that you speak through me. In your name, I pray, amen. So this call, I don't know, it might be a little different. It's going to be more active and I'm going to need you guys to open up your mics and share. Obviously, I'm not going to force anybody to, but I will go first and kind of share something with you guys. And then I would love it to be an open discussion and, you know, talk more so that, you know, we get more time to like talk to each other, find more things about each other, just like connect. I find that it's so important. And so I just want to read a Bible verse. It's my favorite Bible verse. Like, I don't know. I think it's been 6 years now that it's like, it's also my screensaver. So it's the first thing I see when I wake up. It's literally what's gotten me through a lot. So before I read it, it's just, I feel like before it was another verse, but with time I needed to hold on to something that was speaking to me for that specific time. And since then, like, I still go back to this verse. Like, this verse is the one that at the end of the day, this is the one that like I look at to, or no matter what happens to me or my family, anything, this is the one that I look back into and I know that God is there. So if you guys want to open it, it's in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 22. So Isaiah chapter 60, verses 22. And I have the NIV right now. And some of you have other ones. And so I think I have it on my computer here. I think I opened it up. I'm just going to see if I can share my screen. Ooh, I don't know if I want to do that. I'm just going to try. I'm going to try. I don't know if this is going to work. I'm going to read it from my Bible and then I'll try and open it on the screen. So it says, "The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord, and it's time I will do this swiftly." Okay. I don't know if you guys, it took me a while to understand. Okay. It took me a while to understand what is he talking about? What is God trying to tell me? Do this swiftly. What, God, what are you talking about? And he's saying, the least of you will become a thousand and the smallest a mighty nation. So I was, when I came up, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, can you be more clear? And sometimes I struggle. I'm like, okay, God, like, what are you trying to tell me here? So then I opened it up. I'm just going to try and share this. I don't know if it's going to work. Screen share on the bottom, I think it is. Okay. Can you guys see my screen? No. Okay, hold up. Okay. I think now you guys can see my screen. I just like need a thumbs up. I can't see you guys. Or like someone says.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, cool. Okay. So I found, okay, obviously the ads. Okay, so there's so many, I was looking at all these and I'm like, what? There are so many versions. But anyway, so this one here, American Standard Version. So the little one shall become a thousand and the small one of the strong nation. I, Jehovah, will hasten it in its time. And then we go on again. It basically, it's saying the same thing, but does anybody really understand what he's talking about? Because there, it's, to me, when I read it, it was like gibberish. Like I had to sit down and kind of like put it in my own words to understand the verse itself. Okay, so the same thing, the least will become a thousand, the smallest a powerful people, I, the Lord. At the right moment, I will hurry it along. So this one here speaks more clearly to me, at the right moment. And that's what I, when I kind of was trying to figure it out when I was, I know, like 6 years ago, I remember just going through all the different versions, and I was talking to my youth pastor, and I was, she didn't want to tell me, she wanted me to like find it out for myself. That's who she is. she wants me to dig deeper, you know, myself before she gives me the answer. So I was like, okay, I'm going to just figure this out, go into it. So I kept reading it. So now I, in its time, I will do. So I was like, okay, so he's telling me that basically when the time is right, so he's saying when the, he's basically speaking to you. So he's saying, when the time is right, I, the Lord, so he's talking about himself, I, the Lord, will make it happen. So that's, to me, that was much clearer. I don't even know how to stop the screen share. That's great. Oh my goodness. I don't know, guys, what I'm doing. Okay. So he says to you, when the time is right. And I struggle with that so, so much because I want things done now. I want, you know, I wanted to graduate. I graduated. I have two more classes left that I want to finish my master's in, you know. So I wanted things to be done this year. You know, I wanted to be done now. But he has a different plan. And so to me, even if it's, you know, looking at your relationship or whoever you're with, you know, when I was in a serious relationship, it was for 3.5 years, and it was exactly like 2 years ago. He broke up with me, and I was away at school, and, you know, it broke my heart. Like I was just shook. Like the next day I was coming home, and I was like, why didn't you just wait? Like I was so lost. And it was like, I was like reading back as a person. I was just like, Lord, like I thought that he was the one, you know, like we had like a timeline basically set out. I literally thought about my whole entire life with this, you know, with this guy. And I think back and I'm looking and I'm like, this person was actually horribly wronged for me. Like, and so now I'm like, Lord, thank you for taking that person out of my life, because I don't know how it would have ended up, like clearly, but seeing things now, I'm just like so thankful. And just from that time, I was like, you know, I'm like, I'm focusing on school. I'm going to do, I'm just like, I had to, basically, I went through this like huge, like, you know, it's, I don't know, you guys probably know, but you know, when you're in a relationship for so long and you're like, you kind of see this future with somebody and you're just like, what? I had to go through a huge, like, I went through depression. It was like really bad. And then like 2 weeks later, my parents were in the city. They saw him with another girl, and that like was breaking, and he was basically like cheated me on the entire time while we were dating with his best friend. So that like was even more like, to me, I was like, you know, I wish you were more respectful, you know, like you could have just told me. And so I was like, God, like, but why are you doing this to me? Like, why? Like, what have I done to, you know, deserve this, like, hardship when he's the one, you know, that did the wrong? Like, why isn't he suffering? Why am I suffering? And so I was really angry. I was really mad because, you know, and then I don't remember, but I just, like, I know that I saved money and put some money away because we were going to get married and I'm going to get a place. I took that money and I just went traveling. I took all that money, went traveling. I thought that I was going to clear my head. And this time I was still angry with God. You know, I was like, I think that traveling and seeing new people or like seeing the world, you know, it's just going to, my mind's going to clear up and I'll figure it out. No, got back in September, had to go back to school. And, you know, there is like so many things happening. And then, you know, I see him on campus and, you know, you're still angry. And I'm like, Lord, like, why? And then this time I was like, I was scrolling, kind of cleaning my phone, and I went back to my screensaver, and I don't know if you guys can see. Oh, no, not Face ID. Okay. This is my screensaver. So it says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. So that has been my screensaver for the longest time ever. And so I came back on it, and it was like November of last year, or 2 years, I guess. And I was just like, and I didn't feel anger. You know, I was just like, okay, so you have something else, right, Lord? Like, you have something else in plan. Like, clearly you know what's going on. You have a better picture of where I'm supposed to be, what I'm doing, school-wise, everything. And so, and then as soon as I kind of just like, I wasn't angry anymore. I was more thankful because I found things about myself that I never knew. I got into different opportunities that I never would have because I was shy. I just like stepped out of my comfort zone. He basically, God just like made me flourish. Like I would have never been here today talking to you guys, do that experience. Like I just grew out of my shell. Like that person like completely, you know, covered me and just, I don't know how to explain it. Like basically masked me with this tape and I just like wasn't able to breathe. I wasn't able to come out of the shell and be able to speak. And I see that now, but I was, at first I was really angry. I was like, why is he like lovey-dovey fine? And you know, he's the one that did the wrong. And I'm here like heartbreak broken, like crying, like just going through all this bad mental state. And you know, so I was mad, but I just have it in my head, like, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. I, the Lord. And I know that he has a bigger plan and everything. So this verse also helped me so much, even this year, because I wanted to finish completely, like, with my master's and everything. But with everything, something, don't know how, they miscalculated my credits. So I have to go back to school in the fall for just two more classes to finish my master's. But I wanted to finish everything at the same time. And, you know, I was like, God, like, I just want to finish. Like, why can't you just like, you know, show me a path, like show me like, maybe like I did take these classes, you know, when I was, and they didn't transfer from like the other university when I was away abroad. And I was just like, you know, like battling through, cause I was like, I want to finish now. Like, I want to finish. I want to go to work. I want to do this and that. And God's like, no. He's like, you're just going to graduate first with your undergrad and all that stuff. And you're going to go back to school. And I'm like, really? And so I get this call last week and, you know, they're offering me a 10-year contract, you know, full time, you know, benefits, everything. They're offering me to teach right away, starting in the end of August. And I'm like, I was outside on my deck and I was so excited because I was just like, it was the grade that I wanted. I want to teach grade 3. They gave me the grade that I wanted, you know, in the city that I want to. And I was just like, I was like, yes. And without me even realizing that I had to, you know, I still have to go back to school. I can't take this contract. I said, yes. And so I come out here into the kitchen and my mom was here, my grandma, and I just started crying. I was like, I just said yes to teaching when I have to go back to school. And I was like, I'm so scared to, I don't know what to do. Like, I was like, so in the moment that I said yes, I was like, this was what I want. But then I was like, no, I have to actually, you know, I have to finish what I started in the beginning, the plan. And so I sat down and again, my phone, you know, is on and I see this verse. He's like, when the time is right, obviously this time wasn't right. When I applied for the position, you know, I was able to take on the full position because I was going to finish the classes in summer, but COVID happened and I can't take these classes in the summer. So there's a bigger plan. And then I remembered once again, that if I took this, contract for 10 years, you know, I'm locking myself in. Obviously, like, you know, if you move stuff, like you, things arrange, but I was like, if I take this contract, I'm not going to be able to, after I'm done my two classes, to be able to go and do, I want to do a missionary trip. And I was like, that was the end, you know, after I finished school. Like, I was devoted to, you know, going a year so I can do a mission trip. And so I sat there and I was just like, that's why, because I was going to take the contract. I was going to take the contract and I completely forgot that, you know, I was so caught up in the moment, you know, I was done school and I'm like, I'm ready for the next part of my life, that I forgot, you know, like I told God, I was like, I just bless me, Lord, and like, you know, keep me healthy. And I want to do your work. You know, I want to go on this trip. I want to go on this mission trip. And he's like, well, Olivia, like, no, you can't take this contract. You have to go to school. And after that, you're going to have to go probably do like your mission work, what you said you would. So I was sitting there on the couch and I was just like, I just like was in tears. I was just like, I can't believe I just did that. I wasn't thinking about what I, like, you know, what I prayed about this entire like year, what I wanted to do, and then what I wanted to do after for God. And so I just like kept reading this, and it's like when the time is right, and obviously the time wasn't right for me. And there's probably more out there that I need to do before I take, you know, this career path that I want to leap into so, so badly, because teaching is my passion. But, you know, he has better timing. And this verse, you know, it could be for anyone, even like, you know, going through accepting getting into colleges or waiting for that job acceptance, or, you know, that relationship that you want so badly with somebody. And you're like, God, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I not lovable? Because I know that I've had those questions, and I, you know, there is, you know, I'm like, even though I'm talking about this, there's days where I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Like, am I, like, what's wrong with me? And so, like, yeah, you want to meet that special person, or you want to do this next thing in your life, and you're like, God, like, why aren't you just, like, letting it happen? Why aren't you just, like, you know, put me on this path and just, like, lead? But then when we say that, we want ourselves to lead. We put ourselves first. We're like, God, lead. But no, you are actually wanting to, like, be in front and hold God's hand, when it should be the other way around. God should be first and he should be holding your hand. And that's when I was like, I have to tell myself, like, God, take my hand and lead me. You know, put me on this path, but I want you to be in front of me. I don't want to be behind. I don't want to be behind, because I know that I might stray, like I just did like last week. I was like, oh. But I know that if you're in front, I won't look left or right. I will look center. So I don't know if you guys have any Bible verses that you guys look up to. Like, I would love to, you know, take notes of like a Bible verse that you guys look up to, you know, that maybe you don't like, you, maybe it's just a few, or you just have like a chapter or something. I don't know. Like, this is the one that I come back to every single time, because he tells us he's mighty, you know, and he will make it happen in the right time. You know, the least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. He says, I am the Lord. In his time, I will make it happen. So whatever the prayer request may be, whatever the struggle may be, I look back onto this and it's like, he says, I am the Lord. Like, let me be in front. Let me lead you. And I have to, you know, with everything going on in society and friends and everything, there's times when you're just like, okay, what is happening? You're kind of, you kind of feel like you're brainwashed. I don't know what the word to say. I'm sorry. Like, I think in French, so when I speak in English, it might not make sense. I'm sorry. So to me, I just like feel like if I don't focus, or I don't take the time to read or pray, I just feel like I'm brainwashed by society, you know, the material things in life. And I look at what my career could do for me and all this, and I forget what I've actually promised God and what actually God wants for me and what I should do. And you, for you too, and, you know, your family. And so let him lead. Just remember, like, he will make it happen. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. He will make it happen. Just give it time. And so I don't know if you guys have anything to share in that sense. Like, I have multiple experiences. I go back to, even from when I got my first dog, like, this is the one that I go back. I'm like, oh, sorry. That's why I waited. That's why you made me wait, God, to get my first dog. That's why. okay, I understand now. And so I was a huge thing. I didn't get my first dog until I was like, I think I was 13. I was like super like set, like there was like, no right time. My parents were like, no. And we finally moved to Saskatchewan and we got like, we're living on an acreage and now I have two dogs, you know? But at first it was just like, oh, I'm never going to get a dog. Like, and I prayed, I remember like I have a prayer journal when I was little and I was like, God, I just really want a dog. Like, please, like, I want a puppy. It could be any dog, Lord. And I remember, and I was like, no, it didn't happen. And then one time I was at my friend's for a sleepover, and then we were at the park, and this dog was just, like, roaming around, and we're like, what is this dog doing? And he was just, like, so playful. Then he had a tag, and we're like, we called the number, and we're, like, trying to, you know, find its home. And then the people were like, like, we actually don't really want this dog. If you guys want it, like, y'all can just, like, take it. And we can give you the food and the toys and the bed. And I'm just like, what? And so I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, it's going to happen. And so I call my mom and I'm like, da-da-da, like, this dog. And she's like, oh, sure. I was like, what? So I come home with this dog and I'm just like, just blown. I'm just like so happy. And it's just like, I didn't pay for anything. It's like, he's already trained. He's like just phenomenal. And I was just like, wow, God, like, thank you. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it just happened. Like, I waited. And the same thing, like, I wanted a baby brother for the longest time. Like, I wanted a sibling. And I remember for a year straight, I prayed. I was like, please let my parents have another sibling. Like, please let my parents have another baby. And I wanted a brother specifically. Like, I didn't pray for sister. I prayed for brother. And I was like, I was like eight. I prayed consistently. I remember going to church, and when we had like, I don't know if you guys have the gardener prayer when people like go in the center of the church or whatever. I remember I was eight, and I would get up and go into the middle of the church, and I would be like just praying to God because I wanted a baby brother. And then a year later, mom was like, "Oh, like you're gonna have a new sibling," and I was like, oh. Like I was just like, look at my prayer journal. Like, it's going to happen. And she's like, how do you know it's going to be a boy? Like, they didn't know. And I was like, it's going to be a boy because I prayed for this to happen. And I have my brother. So yeah, like, it just like, but it wasn't the right timing. Cause at the time it was like, we were moving, we were figuring things out. My dad got a new job, but I was like, I want it now. Like, and I was kind of obviously didn't know how kids worked back then. I was like, I just want a kid. I want a brother now. Like, God, like, just give me my parents to get a brother. Like, you know, but when my brother came along, we were settled in a new house, and it just happened at the perfect timing. And I was like, God knows, you know, at a young age, I was like, God knows. And then growing up, when I found this verse and I look back at everything that's happened and what I prayed for in my prayer journals, I was like, wow, Lord, like, you really do know the right timing for everything. So I don't know if you guys have things like that. You guys could, maybe you don't have a verse that you look back to, but maybe right now you're thinking, and you know, you've prayed for things, and maybe you were like, why, God? And you know, he's telling you, I the Lord will make it happen when the time is right. I the Lord will make it happen. So that's kind of all I wanted to share. I want to hear like what you guys' opinions are, let's see. So Isaiah 40 verses 31 is the verse that I lean on when I struggle. Okay, I can actually open it up and read it. So Isaiah 40, 31. Thank you for sharing, Ashley. 31. And it says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. That's such a good one. I have honestly, I don't think I've come across it. Thank you for sharing so much. Wow, that is truly amazing. Just waiting. And if you have hope and faith, God, you know, he'll make you walk. He'll make you, you know, become this person who you never imagined. You just let him, you know, come into your life, into your heart. Let him lead. And like I said, don't go in front of him. Let God be in front. let him hold your hand while you're going through struggles, while you're going through whatever you're going through. So thank you for sharing, Ashley. I'm going to make sure I highlight that one. Is there anybody else that has wanted to share Psalms 91?
I have one, actually.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hi.
I just wanted to share, it's Philippians 4, verse 7. I kind of have a similar story to you. I feel like when you were talking, I was like, I wanted to like raise my hand and be like, yeah, me too. But I didn't. I'll let you talk. but I too was, so I'm a teacher. Right now I'm an early ed teacher, but I'm also studying to be an ESL teacher. And if you would believe it or not, I've been studying to be an ESL teacher for 12 years. And ever since I stopped high school, I went to college and then stopped for 2 years to do mission work. And now this year I'm getting my degree. And then I'll be going overseas to do ESL teaching. But also at the time that I was getting into college, I also was in a very serious relationship that was leading to marriage. And just like you, he broke up with me. And it was very unexpected, but also it was aligned with my Christianity. Because I met him in the church and I was a new Christian. And so I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what God was saying. And then I had to be in the mission field with him for 2 years after we broke up. And so I understand where you're coming from. And I just wanted to share this verse because this verse, along with other verses and, prayers and understandings from my family and my church family, helped me through it. But it took until literally 2 years ago to where I really was okay with what happened. But I just wanted to share this verse. The verse is Philippians 4, 7. And it says, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And I didn't understand what that meant at first. I didn't understand what guarding your heart meant, or what that looked like, because I'm like, well, why didn't you guard my heart, Lord? Like, why did I have to go through all of that stuff? And, you know, it hurt a lot, but I understood it didn't mean that those things were not going to happen. It didn't mean that I was never going to get hurt. It just meant that when I do get hurt, when I do fall down, and when the world gives me things that I can't handle, he is right there in the midst and putting a hedge of protection around my heart, because I know what his heart is. His heart is love, and his heart only wants love for me. Therefore, the things that happen are not in accordance with his will. They just happened, and I need to understand that I need to be okay with the love that he gives so that I can get through.
That is beautiful. I'm getting goosebumps. I don't know. I feel so encouraged. Thank you so much for sharing. That's like, thank you. I'm like speechless. Okay. and thank you so much. I love that. And then I know that, who said, Psalms 91. So Psalms 91, I don't know, is that, April, if that's like the whole chapter or if you have a specific verse in mind?
That was the whole chapter of Psalms 91.
So I don't know if we have time to
read all. You don't need to read all of it, though.
but I'm...
It's too long.
I'm definitely bookmarking it, and you guys, in verse 2, it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God in whom I trust. So even just off the bat, like, you can tell it's empowering. So definitely look into that one. And then I think Matthew said, I don't know if Matthew, do you have it open or would you like me to get it?
I have it. I can read it.
Want to share
it? Yeah. It says, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end. It will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. I really like that passage because it really kind of speaks to, like, if you have a vision for your life, if you have a vision that God's given you, you know, to write, some say write the vision, make it plain on tables. Some translations say that. And I really get a lot of inspiration from that because there's something that I want to do in my life or see God do in my life, and I don't see it happening yet. I go to that scripture as kind of a hope that, you know, it will last. I mean, it will happen in God's timing. That's one of the scriptures that I always go to. So awesome. It's an encouragement to me.
Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, I love that. And then Kara said Proverbs 3. I don't know if you have it open. I have it open. If you don't, if you want me to read it.
Yeah, I have it open. This is actually one that I was talking with my mom the other day. I'm really close with her. And I was needing some encouragement. And so this is one that she pointed out to me, and I've been memorizing. Well, I have it basically memorized, but have been really focusing on this one over the past couple weeks. And it is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Think about him in all your ways and he will guide you on the right path. Just because right now I'm also a teacher. So it seems like a lot of us are teachers here today. But I don't know about you guys, but when I was going to school, I had when I decided I wanted to go into teaching in high school, and I'm like, oh, cool, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to get my degree, I'm going to graduate, and then I'm going to go work at this specific school, and this is where I want to be. And as you can imagine, that didn't necessarily work out, just because openings and all those things. And I've just finished my fifth year of teaching, and God just opened the door for me to be at the school that is the reason why I got into teaching in the first place. And so it's, God really does have his timing, and he helps us to be prepared for the things and to be prepared, because we always think we're prepared for things, but a lot of the time we find out that we are not. And so he's preparing us through these other circumstances so that when we get to where we need to be, it's the right time and we're ready for it.
Exactly. I agree with you, and that I think all of the verses that we just read kind of all have you know, trust in him, let him lead you, you know. And I always just picture, I just see God in the front of my path, and then he's holding my hand and he's, you know, taking me, and I'm not looking left or right, I'm looking right in front, and he's the one leading. It's hard, but this verse, you know, just don't look about your own understandings. You know, he has something for you and each and every one of you. And it's hard to understand, but having these verses, and I'm so glad that you guys you know, shared them, because now I can you know, have more pictures on my phone like this. I love creating things like that with backgrounds and things. So I thank you so much for sharing. It just brings me a lot of joy. Well, our time's almost up, because I know that Tim has a call after this, so I have to finish it all up. But if you guys have any prayer requests, that things that you're going through, maybe we can pray about it. You can open your mic, say it, or you type it out. Totally up to you. Just I think still for essential workers, healthcare workers, everyone who's at the front lines, just continuous prayer for them, wisdom and direction. That's that's a good one. We're all still stuck in our homes, I feel I don't know. Things have opened up a little thing. Or Kevin's selfish. Kevin's selfish. Okay. Awesome. Which is false. Okay. Awesome. Patience. Yes. Oh, wow. Yes, so we're going to pray for that. If somebody wants to pray first and then I will pray at the end, or I don't really know.
I can lead out.
Okay, so you can pray first and then I will do the second prayer and close.
All right, absolutely. We can bring up the chat again. Dear Father, we thank you for everything that we learned and everything that was heard and the words that were spoken. We appreciate you being in these meetings and filling up with information and wisdom and guidance with your spirit. We're praying for Alexandria to have resilience. We're praying for Dre's future spouse, not only for that they come into her life, but that you protect them on the way over to her. We're praying for the patience for Ashley, that you would keep her and guide her to be able to handle patients. And we're praying for a friend who's in the hospital, who has lupus. Lord, we're asking for your healing and you to be in that room with the friend and be with them every day of the moment that they're there. And we're praying for Matthew for wisdom, and not only wisdom, but that direction as well. You promised that you will make our path straight, Lord. We trust in you. We're praying for Kevin, Lord, for Yashihiro, praying for his salvation, Lord. He's one of your people, but he's not where he needs to be at this moment, but you know where he is, and look after him and save him and his family. And I pray this all in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you once again for this time that we are able to, you know, share of your word and experiences and of your love, Lord. I thank you for everyone that's on this call, Lord. I pray that you find a way to help us reach more people to be able to come and, you know, spend the 30, 40 minutes with us so we can grow and, you know, just have these connections with other Christians, you know. And as we pray, Lord, I pray for everything that's going on around us, you know, due to COVID. Lord, I pray for each individual family, Lord, you know, the struggles, the kids, the people are laid off and, you know, work. And it's a stressful time, Lord, and sometimes we don't understand what's happening. But you have a greater purpose. I know you do, Lord. So I pray that, you know, like Ashley once, she said she needs patience, Lord. I think we all need more patience. We don't understand what's going on, Lord. I pray that we find it within ourselves and, you know, find strength within you to have this patience as we struggle and we go through all this. Lord, I pray for Matthew as he's trying to figure out, you know, wisdom and have a direction. And for Alexandra, who's, you know, praying for resilience, and Dre, who's praying for, you know, future spouse. And Lord, I pray especially for April's friend who's in the hospital healing for lupus, Lord, and then for Tim's friend, Kevin, you know what's going on in his heart. Lord, you know what's going on in everybody's hearts. And you are the one who can take and uplift us, you know, and put us on the right path, Lord. Like you say to me, and, you know, in the Bible, you say, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. So, Lord, as we pray to you, I hope that you hear our prayers and that you listen to our prayer requests. And please, Lord, just help us understand that, you know, if you're taking time or whatever your plan is, that we understand or we try to be patient with you, because we get angry, we want things to happen right away. But Lord, I pray that you give us patience and that when the time is right, you will step in and you'll say, now is the time. I am the Lord and I am great and I am mighty and I will make you strong. So with that being said, Lord, thank you so much for everybody. Just please mend everyone's heart. Be around each person who's struggling. And I pray that we see each other tomorrow on tomorrow's call. In your name we pray, amen.